Welcome to the Small Caps Podcast, where we discuss news and information related to ASX-listed companies and financial markets, keeping investors informed. Note that the content in this podcast is not financial or investment advice, and be sure to head over to smallcaps.com.au to get the latest market news. Now, without further delay, here's today's podcast.
Welcome back to Small Caps. My name's Kerry Stevenson. It's an exciting day today because not only am I interviewing Cameron McLean, who is the CEO and Managing Director from Great Northern Minerals, but I've also got Simon Coxall, who's the Technical Director. So, two for one. Welcome to the program, guys. Nice to see you both.
Thank you. Thanks, Kerry.
Okay, so the ASX code GNM, Great Northern Minerals. Let's talk about, look, there's been some talk in the past that the company's had a bit of a lack of focus. Let's talk about what you're up to right now and where to going forward for the company.
Yeah, thanks. I'll start, if that's okay. So, yeah, you're right. I think it's a great time to be doing this podcast because it's an exciting time for the company. The last 18 months, I guess, has been a period of divesting non-core and assets that have no financial merit and focusing on our gold projects in North Queensland. And so the Great Northern Minerals reflects that renewed focus on gold in Northern Queensland. And so the period this year already has been a period of growth. We've strengthened the team with the addition of Simon and also Kim Robinson as the chairman. And we've done capital raisings over the last 2 to 3 months, which have given us a strong balance sheet, which kind of underpins our ability to explore these assets. And picking up these assets has been a real coup for the company. And historically, they have mined over 160,000 ounces, but all at shallow depths, mineralisation continuing at depth. And so we've got a real opportunity, or a real head start, if you like, ahead of this drill program starting next week.
Cameron, let's talk about these assets and how you came to pick them up. Because obviously, as I'm sitting chatting to you today, the gold price is on a tear. It's a great time to be in gold. Were they in private hands before? Well, tell us a little bit about the background.
Yeah, so they've been privately held for like the last 20 to 30 years. And so there hasn't been any kind of JORC releases until we did late last year on the Golden Cup and Big Rush assets. So they were held by Curtin Brothers, and unfortunately Mick Curtin passed away, so they went into a deceased estate. So we were very fortunate enough to be able to pick those assets up. We did our due diligence last year and then a maiden drill program at Big Rush and Golden Cup. And we're starting our maiden drill program at Camel Creek next week.
Wow, drill program next week. Well, that's when it does get exciting. So let's talk about that.
If I could just add a little bit to what Cameron said there. The critical thing about these gold assets is they're all about 200 kilometres outside of Townsville. So very well located. They're in the Greenvale district. And as Cameron said, you know, they've been held in private hands for the last 25 years. Those private hands focus specifically on mining the shallow oxide material and then heap leaching that material. So we've got a very good idea of exactly where that gold mineralisation sits spatially, because it'll sit underneath the previous shallow open pits. So our drilling program is going to effectively explore under these shallow open pits and test these extensive mineralised gold systems down to approximately 200 metres vertical depth. And that's really the aim of this program, to evaluate the extent of these systems and to understand them in more detail than anybody's ever had the opportunity to do. We've raised the money, we've got the money in the bank to do the work, and that's what we're going to kick off. Approximately 4,000 metres of drilling on our three different projects.
Okay. How long is the drill program for? So 4,000 metres across the three projects?
That's correct. And I anticipate that's going to take in the order of 4 to 6 weeks. And then obviously analytical results will follow that through in the preceding sort of month.
So what going on sort of technical, they've been in private hands. These guys have just been doing a bit of shallow looking at this particular deposit. They were doing okay out of it. It's now in your hands. Do you see that there is quite a substantial possibility of and sort of a project here that will continue? And are we looking at high grade, or what sort of grades are you looking at? Or you
absolutely. Well, the previous mining on these projects, and remember that was only down to 30 metres vertical depth, maximum depth, mined a total of about 2.5 million tonnes at 1.9 grams. That material was then heat leached, and one of the aspects of this program is also we're going to evaluate those historical heat leach pads to ascertain if there's significant gold left in those, because, you know, we may have a, you know, substantial resource sitting on the open deck that just needs to be screened to then be processed. You know, we're in the sort of Charters Towers, the Jingo district, where we're to the north of those mine sites. So we have had some preliminary discussions in terms of the ability to toll treat, you know, some readily available ore. But the real game for us is to explore these systems at depth. And as I say, you know, they've been mined down to about 30 metres, 2.5 million tonnes. If we make some broad assumptions that mineralisation will extend to 200 metres, and there's nothing that says it won't, you know, we could define a resource in excess of 10 million tonnes at 2 grams. You know, there's been a historical intersection underneath, for example, gold, Big Rush, of 17 metres at 33 grams per tonne. So we want to understand where that high-grade system goes, and that's the purpose of this drilling program.
So, you know, we best place to find a gold mine is under an old gold mine. So
yes, well covered. No, that's, yep.
You've said three projects: Camel Creek, Big Rush, and Golden Cup. You say you're drilling across all three projects?
Yes.
Is there one that you're favouring over the other? I'm sort of putting my investor hat on and saying, you know, is there one that's looking more likely, or is it equal drilling across all three projects?
From what we know at the moment, Camel Creek and Big Rush are the largest gold mineralised systems based on the historical work. So the program is due to kick off at Camel Creek. And as I say, that's the first deep program that's ever been completed there. We've got about 2,000 metres there. We'll then go to Golden Cup and follow up on some significant intersections that were returned by the drilling of Great Northern last year. And then lastly, we'll move to Big Rush. And it's at Big Rush that, you know, there's some very high-grade zones, and we want to track where those... We've actually generated some computer models, and we believe we understand what's controlling the steep southerly plunge of those chutes. These gold systems are all located in sedimentary rocks with large shear systems. We've drawn an analogy between Fosterville in Victoria, owned by Kirkland Lake and, you know, a very good gold mine, and that has very similar metallogenic setting to what we have in North Queensland. So that's the big prize, to really go depth, you know. And that mine at Fosterville, they were mining that for 10 years, and it was only when Kirkland Lake drilled those holes down to 460 metres or about that they really understood what that gold system looked like. And geologically, as you go through changes in pressure and temperature, what you do find is that the systems change, and at Fosterville, effectively the sulphide mineralisation reduced and the amount of free gold in the system increased. So we're using that as a geological model on our systems in North Queensland.
So you think that there's a similar, because, yeah, I do know the Fosterville story very well, because, as you say, there was about 10 years where they struggled and suddenly along comes Kirkland Lake and, you know...
Bingo!
Kind of massive bingo for very happy shareholders. Why are you using the analogy of Fosterville with this particular project?
Because it's in a very similar geological setting in terms of interbedded sedimentary rocks, carbonaceous shales, siltstones and sandstones. We have antimony and silver within our system in the near surface, which is very similar to what Fosterville was at the start. And just the orientation of some of these chutes, You know, they talk about the saddle reefs, and we do see that in some of the outcropping rocks at both Camel Creek and Big Rush.
Well, you're getting me excited. I shouldn't say that. Tell me the tailings. You mentioned the tailings earlier. Do you see that as potentially a little bit of early cash flow for the company?
They're not exactly tailings. What they are is the remnant heap leach piles. So the shallow oxide material was mined, put on a large pad, 2.5 million tonnes of material. It was then irrigated with a dilute cyanide solution. It probably extracted about 65% of the gold, and those pads are still sitting there on our sites. So we'll be taking some representative samples of those, having a look at size analysis of where the gold is located, and it may be that it's in with a particular size fraction. And if we can therefore screen that out or trommel that out, it may be a very easy free kick. But, you know, we need to do the work, and it's not the main game. The main game is to establish a large gold system at depth and to, you know, hopefully demonstrate that our geological analogy with Fosterville is very real.
All right. Well, it sounds like, you know, with drilling starting next week, there's a lot of you guys are going to be busy. Cameron, if I can come back to you for a moment and just explain to us what's coming up for the coming quarter. It sounds to me like it's all about the drill in the ground and looking at what this looks like. Could you just leave us with what news flow is coming for our listeners?
So obviously the drill program that we've been discussing will take around about a month or two from next week. So that'll be a continual news flow throughout that 2 months and then beyond that as well. So we see us continuing that trajectory of growth that we've seen already this year. 12 months ago, we were a market cap of 2 million. We're currently sitting at around 15 or maybe more today. But so we're seeing that shareholder value that we are looking to create from these projects is something that will continue to increase.
So it's all about shareholder value. Lots of news flow coming up. Would you like to leave us with one final comment? Because we're running out of time. It's been fabulous to talk to you guys. You are going to be busy in the coming weeks. And the drill program starts next week. Any final comments for those fabulous shareholders out there that are listening to our podcast today?
Just that we've got their interests at our heart, and we're very excited to be commencing this drilling program. It kicks off on the 27th of July. Everything's all ready to go. We've got some real A-class people who are going to assist us with it. And, we look forward to the results.
Simon Coxhill, Technical Director for Great Northern Minerals, and Cameron McLean, CEO and Managing Director. I wish you all the best with this very busy time that you've got coming up. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, Kerry.